This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 172 for Friday, December 3rd. ICE Canola futures are pushing higher on Friday, continuing to get support from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, but gains are lower from those earlier in the session. The January canola contract is up $4.30 at $1,026.90 per ton. The March contract rises $9.50 at $994.60 per ton. While Malaysian palm oil eases back a little, European rapeseed is mixed after giving up larger gains from earlier in the day. A trader says the production report from Stats Canada is having little, if any, effect on canola. In that Stats Canada report released earlier this morning, the federal agency trims canola production for this year from 12.78 million to 12.6 million tons. Also, all wheat production slips from 21.72 million to 21.65 million tons. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending November 28th, producer deliveries of canola improved 21% at nearly 399,000 tons. Canola exports rise 7% at more than 226,000 tons, and domestic usage is up 2.5% at over 193,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is a pinch lower, with the loonie at 77.96 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.03. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 122,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says Argentina is set to plant 18.04 million acres of corn, up slightly from its previous estimate. The exchange says the corn crop rates 90% good to excellent condition, with soybeans at 88% and wheat at 65%. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The January contract rises 23 cents at $12.67 per bushel. January soy oil climbs almost 9-tenths of a cent at 57.22 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal rises $9.80 at $358.60 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday. The March contract rises 7 cents at $5.84 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as the March contract loses 17.5 cents at $7.16.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker, with Chicago March giving up 11 cents at $8.04. Kansas City March drops back 18 cents at $8.24. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March also retreats 18 cents at $10.24. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, December 3rd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.